Yes, welcome to the NBA panel. Hampton University has been to the men's basketball tournament six times, and this season looking to make it seven. Today, I'm honored to be joined by Hampton men's basketball head coach Ivan Thomas. Coach Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate your time. Yes, welcome. First of all, how's your experience been at Hampton University, a great HBCU?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. This is my hometown, where I'm from. I'm from Hampton. Excuse me, I'm from Norfolk, Virginia, but I'm from the Hampton Roads area. I was born and raised in Norfolk, Virginia. So it's like a homecoming, being able to coach my first Division I head job back at home where I'm from, right there in Hampton, Virginia.
Yes, your coaching career. You have a great co coaching career coaching high school before you transitioned to college. What's the biggest transition from coaching high school to college with kids having more of a emphasis on getting to the NBA when they're in college?
Well, I think the biggest difference is the speed of the game, it's a different game, the NBA game than it is from a high school game to the college game. And so high school basketball kind of prepares you for college. And then there's a natural evolution that you evolve to, I kind of think, in order to be an NBA player, to be up there with the elite and understanding the game and the speed of the game and the spacing of the game. But it's two different games. And so I think in order for many high school kids and college kids alike, you got to learn the fundamentals of the game, the basics of the game, and that will sustain you at any level regardless. And I think that's the biggest difference. I think the pro game is entirely different than the high school game and the college game in terms of one, the ability, and then also just the rules and regulations of it. It's a whole different style of play.
What's your why for coaching, and when did you know you wanted to be a head coach?
I knew I was going to be a head coach when I was in high school. I knew some aspect. I grew up playing against Joe Smith and in an area with Allen Iverson, and we had tremendous players in this area. But I knew I was going to be a some type of coach at one level or another, and probably in high school. I just enjoyed the element of leadership. I enjoyed the camaraderie of my teammates and motivating them and getting us to believe more than what we can do. So I've always reveled in that. Didn't really, of course, young people, you don't necessarily got to know the plan. And so, you can't listen to everybody. When God tells you your calling and your mission is not a calling, a conference call, it is a single individual call, and you just got to trust this plan and figure it out and how to make it work for you. So it wasn't a conference call, and I know a lot of people didn't really think I was going to be here at this stage, but I think I know my life mission early on was to lead and guide and coach young people.
Yes, culture and team spirit is a big thing in all sports. Tell us about the great team culture your team and coaching staff has built at Hampton University.
Well, we got a motto that simply says culture matters. Culture matters in everything you do. I like to say that, the definition of culture is behaviors that lead to winning, bottom line. So we reinforce behaviors that lead to winning, not only in your on the court, but in your life. And so my culture kind of resembles how I was raised. My parents raised me to be a man, and one is appreciation and gratitude for life. My dad gave me the essence of working together as a team. My dad taught me hard work. My mother and father taught me accountability. They also taught me resiliency, and then they taught me toughness. So at heart, that's the the mantra of our culture, and that's what we kind of instill. And those are the things that help us lead to winning, to be honest. So those are the behaviors that we kind of live by and put our staple on at Hampton under my leadership.
Yeah, if you assemble, you and your coaching staff have assembled a great roster for this upcoming season. What are you looking forward most to fans and alum showing about this team? What are you looking forward to most about this team to show them what they should expect?
Well, in year two, we were able to carry over 3 to 4 of our guys, and so just I'm looking forward to them seeing a like a blue collar mindset that we've always that we emphasized last year, the energy, effort, enthusiasm, and toughness that is a staple of how we play, regardless of the scoreboard. So I'm just we just want to put a good product out there where people are excited to watch and see. A group of young men, as we ain't proclaiming that we the best, but we're gonna work hard every day to beat the best, and that's what you're gonna see. You're gonna see a group of men that play together, play hard, and we'll let it let the score determine who wins that day.
Yeah, speaking of playing the best, you guys play in a CAA conference. Teams like Towns and UNCW, NCANT. How's it for you lining up your crew, your team against those conference teams every day, getting better for the rest of the season?
Yeah, that is the mission, man. I mean, we're an HBCU, but we play in the CAA, which I love. We get a chance to compete against some of the top competition. The CAA is a tough conference, man. I'm like, it's a really, really tough conference. So
Yes.
we last year we were able to win a few games in the conference that we weren't able to do the years before under our leadership here, my coaching staff, and so we're just looking to get better each game, man, and see how we can stack up against some of the top teams. We feel like we got one of the toughest schedules in the conference. We play College of Charleston twice, we play UNCW twice, we play Towson twice, and those are the top three teams in the conference. We play William & Mary twice, and these are top. They finished top four in the conference last year, and so they put us against them twice, not just once. And so but hey, you got to play the game, and we wouldn't have it any other way, so to live the good way, you got to live the hard way, and so we're okay with it.
Right. Yeah, during your recruiting, what do you focus on? What do you look at, what do you look for in players that fit the Hampton culture you guys have built?
One thing that my staff has done a good job is finding guys that fit me and fit our culture. Like you got to be tough, man. I feel like yes, you got to have some talent, and yes, but you got to be
Right.
physically tough. Because I just think resiliency and toughness, is one of the elements that can get you through a lot in life. And I know you mentioned. The NBA game from the college and high school game, toughness a lot of times wins a lot more in high school and in college than just sheer talent. And so I'm a guy that when we're out there recruiting, yes, you're gonna have some skill set that fits us. We look for interchangeable players, of course, but you gotta have an element of toughness, and that's what we kind of look at.
Tell us about your coaching approach, how you reach your players.
Man, I coach hard, but I love harder, and that's just the bottom line, man. It's like I said, I treat this like, my parents raised me. They didn't, they were hard on me, but they love harder. They made me feel like I could do anything in the world. They didn't let can't was not allowed to be used in my home. Any vision that I saw of myself, they supported. And I do the same thing with my players. I'm not telling you what you can't do. I'm just trying to put you in the greatest version of you. And sometimes the greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you, and not the I can do everything version of you. And so I just try to get them to understand that. But I love my guys. I don't care if they're with me for 1 year, 2 year, And I'm okay with them leaving me after certain years if that's what's best for them. But when you're in my life, I am supporting you. I am paying attention to you while you're in my life. I'm giving you everything that you need to be successful as a man, on the court and off the court. And I'm hoping that we develop a lifelong relationship, that, goes far beyond the court, which, most of my players and I, we do. We always don't see eye to eye, but the end mission of what I want from you is never wavered, and you never have to doubt that I want the best for you as a young man, pursuing your goals in the field of basketball. Just sometimes, as a leader, I often tell them, there's a price to pay. Not everybody's going to be happy with you. You're going to make people who you love mad at you because you're trying to do the most for the group and not just for one. So.
Yes, you've been lead of a coaching staff and also part of a coaching staff. Tell us about your great coaching staff and the importance of having a coaching staff.
Before you can, lead, you gotta, be able to serve. And so I was able to, come into this as a high school coach and built a staff, that was important. And then I was able to go learn the business of basketball and learn even more at the college game from Ed Cooley. So I was fortunate enough, man, to just have great people around me to teach me, how to build a college staff and how to just continue to evolve and grow in this game. Ed Cooley has been instrumental. I only spent, I spent 9 years with him, almost a decade with him. He's been my only head coach. Some people bounce around and, figure it out at different places. And that's a luxury to learn from different people. But I had the luxury of learning from one guy. I had the luxury of being a part of a tremendous staff. Jeff Battle kind of, taught me the ropes of being assistant. He, long time OG in the game, has many, NBA players that he, recruited, Jeff Teague, Chris Paul, so many guys he recruited. And so he taught me the craft of being a college assistant and how to carry myself. And so, when I was, building out my staff, I've always known I was going to be somewhat of a head coach. I didn't get into college basketball to be an assistant when Coach Cooley walked in my gym and said, "Hey, you belong in college basketball." And that's how it happened. I knew I wanted to be, if I was going to make the jump, I wanted to be a head coach. Didn't know how long, didn't know when, but I knew I would just put my head down and grind and help him be successful, and because he saw something in me. So I always was like, on the scout of seeing people who I would want to be a part of my staff when, if and when the opportunity hit. And so I think I, assembled a great staff, and Greg Fahey, Michael Carr, Calvin Kay, Kyron Cartwright, Jack Manning, and we hired a new guy, Ryan Hutchins. Two ways you can approach it. You can approach, to me, building a staff out. When you first get a job as old and experienced and just having all the wisdom and balance the knowledge around. But I thought where I was taking over, being that the program has been in, a little bit of the bottom and the ruins, and we were just establishing something new, I wanted to go young and hungry. So I went all young. I'm the oldest guy on my staff. The rest of them are young pups, and they just grind, man. I will say that they grind. They get after it every day. They, whether it's recruiting, film, logistics, workout, we grinding. And before I, hired any of them, I tell them, man, this college basketball is not a job. It is a lifestyle. Do you want to sign up for this lifestyle? A lifestyle is not, a 9 to 5. It is a 24/7 that we are accountable to the young man that we're building this thing with. And that's kind of how I approach it. And I like my staff. I like the people around me. I like that we're all like-minded in terms of grinding, but they're all young. They're young pups, though.
Congratulations to the whole program. You guys were selected to be at the HBCU Classic at the next All-Star game in February. How's it for you and your university, or you and your players, being selected for that honor and having that experience that will always cherish forever?
Absolutely, man. They get an opportunity to bump elbows and rub elbows with some of their idols, some of their superstars, some of the people they aspire to be like. And then it's a great honor to be selected to have this type of exposure to see let the nation see college basketball at HBCU on the front porch and be able to see it on a national rivalry. We have the same rivalries, whether it is North Carolina A&T and Hampton or Hampton, the Battle of the Real HU and Howard, or the Battle of the Bay, Hampton and Norfolk State. These rivals are just as intense as a Duke Carolina rival, a Michigan Ohio State rival. But the nation doesn't really get a chance to see it, and so this will be an opportunity to showcase it on, one of the most marquee weekends in sports, which is the All-Star Weekend, where we celebrate, the NBA's best and brightest, based on their accolades that they did all season, and then they'll be able to, see a good college basketball game that doesn't otherwise get highlighted and showcased from historically black colleges and universities.
You may have they can play multiple positions. From your head coach perspective, as your coaching career have grown, how does it aid you on the court having players you can interchange at any moment, especially during
Oh,
tough matchups?
absolutely. That's a staple that I've always had it when I was a high school coach too, but I think it got enhanced under Coach Cooley. Just seeing players able to play multiple positions, interchangeable positions. Sometimes in high school basketball and college basketball, you get these guys that say, "Coach, I play this position, I play that position." I'd be like, "You better play the position to get on the floor. Basketball is interchangeable, and you better figure it out." So we play positionless basketball, man. I like to move pieces around. Be able to guard multiple positions, be able to play multiple positions, and of course, putting you in your skill set at some of the positions that's natural that that leads towards us being successful and best highlights what you do well. But multiple positions allows you to be a more physical team on defense, in my opinion. I am a defensive minded, being physical on defense and being able to take advantage of mismatches on offense.
Yes, Thomas, thanks for your time. Pleasure speaking with you, and good luck on the upcoming season.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys in person soon.
Appreciate you too. Same here. Enjoy the rest
Thank
of
you.
your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, Hampton Men's head basketball coach, Ivan Thomas, joining me. Thanks for your time.